One of the big categories here at the show is appliances. They're connected, they're sleek, they look like fancy cars.
There's a hub in the General Electric booth.
A hub.
It's a hub. And I went up to it and I went, hubba, hubba.
Hubba, hubba.
And it's a television. It's an internet connection. And it attaches all your smart appliances to one screen.
Aren't you fancy?
You can watch YouTube while you're making a roast.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with Amana, Whirlpool, Maytag, and KitchenAid.
I didn't get to the roast because I got to the Jack Daniels first.
I know you did. Well, we're joined at our broadcast location by a guy who knows a lot about appliances, and in specific, those brands, which are heritage brands, Amana, Whirlpool, Maytag, and KitchenAid. He is Jason Matthew, Senior Director, Global Connected Strategy with the Whirlpool Corporation. Jason, welcome to the program.
Well, happy to be here.
Boy, with digital management names, we're going out instead of vice president of this, it's 17 words. I'm glad to meet you.
Global connected technology. For our friends listening who may not be familiar what that means, and in specific, how it relates to appliances, please do share.
Yeah, it's a great question. For us, it's not about the technology, it's about purpose. So our objective is always to ensure that with our brands, the acts of cooking and cleaning are always easier, better, and faster. And with technology, like connectivity, ecosystems, digital, connected, we believe we could do that further and faster than anything that we've ever done before.
For example.
Listen, as long as the stove cooks, I don't care what you do with digital, just make sure that the darn stove cooks.
Can I kind of paint a picture, maybe, and you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, based on what you've said? I've decided that I want to cook something in the oven, and I know that the oven has to be preheated to 350. Can I pick up the smartphone if I'm at the grocery store and tell the oven preheat to 350 so that by the time I get home and unload the groceries, I can pop whatever it is I want to prepare in the oven?
You can if you're not worried about burning your house down.
Yes. So what we want to do is offer convenience and the ability for a consumer to essentially have a remote control to manage, control the appliances, but we want to go bigger than that.
Okay.
We know that a remote control falls short of what our potential is, and so what we want to do with technology is go beyond selling boxes that get hot to cook, boxes that get cold to clean. We want to start answering questions like, what's for dinner? Helping you in a step-by-step way throughout that entire cooking process, do autonomous cooking, get to a point where you could simply press play and walk away with autonomous cooking. So forget about having to walk over to the oven and fiddle with the knob and press some buttons.
Well, give it to me straight. I mean, give it to me in English. I understand
you're
that.
You're going to chop the tomatoes and onions.
What does that mean in real life?
So imagine you're interested in grilling. Like grilling?
Yes.
We just launched in 2019 an amazing innovation for KitchenAid where you could now indoor grill. Powered accessories that are connected, and so I don't have to, in Detroit, which is where I'm from, be in the wintertime outside trying to do grilling. I can now do that inside. And so with the connected Smart Plus oven from KitchenAid, I can grill indoors, I could do steam cooking, and I could even bake bread or artisan pizza all within
the home. But what does the connectedness have to do with that?
Well, the connectedness gives you the ability to use recipes, to do more advanced cooking. So it's not just about taking steps out of the process, it's about facilitating that creative process.
So in other words, I could start at 550 and 10 minutes later, it'll automatically go down to 300 degrees.
Yeah, we could do things that frankly we haven't been able to do before, and I'll just give you two examples.
Is that one of them?
It is one of them.
Okay.
And so I'll give you two examples. Number one, Whirlpool, we've got a number of connected appliances, but through connectivity, you have an app called Yumly that is one of the largest meal discovery destinations for consumers, over 2 million recipes on there. Imagine you find that recipe that you love.
Okay.
And you want to simply send that time, temperature, cooking instruction to that oven. You can click one button and send that over to the oven. Now, if you're not just interested in a recipe, but it's Tuesday night, you got 15, 20 minutes to cook and the kids are hungry, we offer a feature called Scan to Cook, where you could take a picture of a frozen pizza box, a barcode, and it will automatically send that time temperature over into the oven.
Now I get it.
You will save 30% of the time.
I got it.
and now, you'll save steps.
The light bulb just went off. He is Jason Matthew, Whirlpool Corporation, Senior Director, Global Connected Strategy. How may our audience get more information on your products?
You could visit whirlpool.com or kitchenaid.com. There's also a connected website to tell you all about the use cases and innovations that we're launching.
Thanks so much for joining us from the PCBC, Jason.
Thank you, guys.
All right, don't you touch that dial. There's more live from the Pacific Coast Builders Conference in the City by the Bay after this.
So we can go steady. How's about saving all your time for me?